our show planned for today, and I'm sure you guys are going to be happy with where the show is going. And just so all you lawyers listening know, we are in no way affiliated with Warner Brothers, Scholastic, Bloomsbury, or even Joe, much to our dismay.
Though we wish we were, so don't sue us. When Overflowing Pensies was thought of, what we really wanted was a talk show where everyday obsessed fans...
Like us.
Yes, like us, could talk about theories and other Hot Potter topics. This is your Harry Potter show, guys.
This podcast is going to be run specifically on listener-requested theories. So say if we get 5 emails and 3 are about...
Oh yeah, sorry to cut you off, but just to state this once and for all, if you have not read Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, we advise you strongly to do so, as we will be covering details released in that book, such as... Well, you can continue.
Okay, so as I was saying, if 3 of 5 of our emails are about Dumbledore's death, then we will, of course, talk about Dumbledore's, quote, death.
Speaking of emails, our email address is overflowing_pensieves@hotmail.com. For the illiterate, that's overflowing_pensieves@hotmail.com. Blair, please don't hit the mic again.
Sorry.
You guys have no idea how important feedback is to us. Even, say, a one-liner saying good job will make for a better show.
Every week, starting next week, we will choose 3 lucky topics to discuss on our show. Any questions, comments, fun stories, or just stuff you'd like us to know. And you can just email that stuff to us.
So on to today's topic. We decided it would be fun, seeing that today is our first show, to talk about our first reactions to the Harry Potter books. We'll devote a couple of minutes on our next show to discuss what you've got to say on this topic. So make sure to provide us with feedback. Blair, let's start with recent events. What was your first reactions upon reading The Half-Blood Prince?
I have to say my first reaction was like total shock, because I can't believe Joe actually killed Dumbledore. And Dumbledore was like one of my favorite characters, just because he's cool like that. Yeah. But I never wanted him to die. And I didn't even want Sirius to die. I'm still upset about that. I will never forgive her.
Yes, I mean, you know how they're, like, betting in England about who's gonna die, and somebody from the town where Joe had published book 6, somebody had placed $1 billion on Dumbledore dying, and I thought that was kind of weird. Anyways, I think Dumbledore is gonna do a Gandalf on us, you know, like, pop up in book 7, hey, guess what, I'm back!
That would, like, totally rock if he came back. I mean, even, I just thought of a really bad thing that Joe could do to us. She could bring in Aberforth.
You know, his brother.
Yeah, and, like, we're totally flipping through the pages, seeing if, like, looking for the word Dumbledore, and it finds out when you actually start reading the book that it's Aberforth, and that would kind of upset me, but, you know, I've always wanted to meet him.
Yeah, I think he's the bartender at the Hog's Head, or that really, really illegal pub in Hogsmeade, yeah. And Blair, don't smack the table.
Sorry, guys, I talk with my hands. That's, like, a really bad habit. But let's see, what's another important character?
Snape,
okay, yeah, Snape. I'm not too happy with him, and I'm not totally convinced that he's evil. I really hope he's not, just because that would, like, be really, really, really bad. But, you know, how could he have actually killed Dumbledore?
Yeah, it's a preposterous idea.
I mean, after all Dumbledore's done for him...
Yeah, like, Dumbledore kept him out of Azkaban, and yeah. Snape turns around, he's like, Avada Kedavra, boom!
And see, if you don't mean to say Avada Kedavra, then it won't actually kill him.
Yeah.
So I'm totally convinced that Snape did, like, a non-verbal spell, but just said Avada Kedavra. Because another thing is that when someone casts Avada Kedavra, they don't get thrust backwards, and Dumbledore was thrust backwards, and then he landed on his back.
This is supposed to be our first reaction to Half-Blood Prince. We're getting into Dumbledore's death. We'll embellish on that very deeply at a later time.
Sorry.
But I think what J.K. Rowling set out to do with Half-Blood Prince was basically set the stage for the 7th book, and I think she did that really well.
Me too.
Like, before J.K. Rowling did Half-Blood Prince, my favorite book in the series was Prisoner of Azkaban. And oddly enough, when I first read Prisoner of Azkaban, because I read it before Harry Potter books 1 and 2, I really hated it. I thought it was a really dumb idea. And, okay, you can see where, like, why did I ever think it was a dumb idea?
Yeah, her favorite character is Sirius, so, yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban is her favorite book.
Was my favorite book.
Oh, was?
I
didn't know that.
I'm totally in for Half-Blood Prince now.
Yeah,
it's so deep, and it's so beautiful. It's J.K. Rowling's masterpiece, to put it simply.
Yeah, well, my masterpiece in her opinion, or her masterpiece in my opinion, yeah, there we go, is Goblet of Fire. I don't know why, but I still like that book the best. And I've yet to figure that out. I'd actually like to figure out why it's my favorite.
Yeah, lucky for you, they're making a movie out of it really soon.
I know, I cannot wait. I'm so happy it's rated PG-13, because that means more, like, action and stuff.
You know what? I should give you, like, tickets to the premiere for your birthday.
That would totally rock, because my birthday's in November.
That was, okay, I don't know if you heard that, we can always edit this out later, but that was Ashley.
Yeah, she's our techie person.
She's our beautiful techie.
Since we don't know how to work this stuff, we just talk, and yeah, that's
about
it.
Talkers. We talk.
I do the rest.
Yeah, she does all the work. But we still love you, Ashley.
So, not to get monstrously off topic here, but, first reactions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry about that, guys. My first reaction to the books were,
similar to mine. She hated them.
I hated Harry Potter with a passion. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever, but then we had a field trip to go see Sorcerer's Stone, which happened to be on my birthday, but I mean, who doesn't want to skip school, so I agreed to go, and when I saw the movie, I'm like, dude, that's a really cool movie, and then the next day, my sister came home with the book, and I read it, and I thought it was, like, the coolest book ever.
How can it not be the coolest book ever? Of course it's the coolest book ever.
True. I mean, Sorcerer's Stone is probably my least favorite of them, but, you know, I only had one book to go by, and I still thought it was, like, the coolest book ever.
Yeah, just not to diss you or anything, but Goblet of Fire is my least favorite book.
Okay, let's agree to disagree on that, because I...
Okay. Let's move on to the movies. Beautiful movies.
Oh, yes, the movies are awesome. And I've memorized, like, the entire script, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, but I think the movies, as separate movies, do tremendous justice. Well, they're good, but they don't do justice to the books, because the movies don't have what the Harry Potter books have, and that's the little things that make the books so charming. And, you know, like Penelope and Percy in the second book, I mean, I think Nearly Headless Nick mentions them, but
yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good movies, but I think the point of the movies is to, like, keep you in suspense and, like, have Harry defeat Voldemort or rescue Sirius or whatever. But the books is just to show you what his life is like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the movies focus on the plot. I mean, I don't really disagree. Oh, I disagree with them, but I'm not really blaming them because, you know, Goblet of Fire is huge, and they're probably working from a British copy of Goblet of Fire, which is like the hugest thing I have ever seen. And we're American, if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, we're American and proud. Not
really.
Cough.
Yeah, so, I mean, I do not blame them for doing what they do. To do, like, a 700-page book in less than 3 hours. I mean, I would gladly go and sit there and watch for 3 hours.
I would sit for an 8-hour movie, man. If it's Harry Potter, I would so sit for an 8-hour movie.
Yes, but they're there to sell it.
Yeah.
The 8-year-olds will
make money.
You
gotta give them props for the actors. You couldn't get better actors.
Yeah, and I think they really had a good decision to not choose big actors. Otherwise, it'd turn out into, like, the rest of the movies.
Or choose American actors. I mean,
yeah.
British actors, you need to keep... If you're gonna keep everyone British, everyone needs to be British.
Yes, yeah. Like, I can totally have a beautiful British accent, which I'm not gonna demonstrate right now.
Yeah, it's actually weird. She can turn her accents on and off. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I can turn my American accent on.
Yeah, getting off topic. That's okay.
Anyways. So, I really like the fact that they chose to stick with the all-British cast.
I think another thing that does really good justice to the books is the covers that Mary Grant Frey has come up with.
Yes.
I mean, all four types of the covers. I especially like the adult cover for Half-Blood Prince. I thought that was really cool.
I think the Potions book sums it all totally up.
Yeah, it seriously does.
Yeah.
But speaking of cover art...
Yeah, I remember when you called me to show me the Half-Blood Prince special edition cover art. And
yeah.
We're, like, super analyzing the Gaunt House.
Yeah, we had enlarged it, like, 500 times. We were looking for everything. We literally searched it for, like, 2 hours. I found the knife, and then she found this hand-looking thing. It was kind of weird.
And then when I read the book, I think it's, like, chapter 9 or 10 or whatever it is, and I saw the snake nailed to the door, and I'm like, that's what was in the book.
Yeah, but also, we have a cover art thing that Shreej came up with, because she's a better artist than me, but it's also really cool. What exactly does it look like again?
Yes, my beautiful, overflowing pensive design, where, it's a half-turned pensive, and...
That's really chipped. It's, like, really old, and it looks really cool.
We stole Dumbledore's pensive, and I colored it, and I made it all pretty, and I gave it my cover art. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it actually looks really good.
Yeah, speaking of cover art, I have a beautiful riddle that I don't think anybody can solve. Okay, Harry Potter related, of course. Gold, silver, red, green, blue, and purple.
I noticed that
some of the colors are the house colors, but wait, no. is this one of these mad questions that no one can solve because you came up with it?
No, maybe.
Or maybe I'm just, you know, not cool enough to know the answer.
Okay, it's, no, you know what, I'll save it for next time, because you guys can spend all week figuring out what it is, and you can email it to us.
Or comment on our blog.
We have a blog.
Oh, whoops, I didn't tell you about that.
No.
Sorry, it's overflowingpensieves.blogspot.com.
Yeah, it's Blogspot, right?
Yeah, it's Blogspot.
And it's overflowingpensieves, it's all one word, there's no underscore, unlike our email address, because, you know, the underscore, it'll take way too much time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to have on this blog?
Well, I know we're going to post transcripts, and eventually, once we have enough episodes, I think we should do bloopers, because I'm telling you guys, we've had some funny bloopers so far.
Yes. Okay. Let's not refer to stuff that they won't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. So, the blog, I guess. I mean, apart from the blog, pictures?
Oh, yeah, we should post pictures.
Yes,
not like, of me, because I don't take good pictures, but, you know, I'll
like, crazy, mad, random pictures of us being spastic.
Oh, like my I Heart Tom Felton tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blair is a total diehard Tom Felton fan, except she forgot his birthday this year.
I know, I can't believe I forgot
Tom
his
Felton,
birthday.
If you're listening to this, Blair apologizes.
I totally apologize. I'm sending him a birthday present next year, and taking part of that MuggleNet scrapbook.
Oh. Well, forgetting MuggleNet.
Yeah.
Oh, and just to challenge you a little, we have a blog. I didn't know a thing, Blair. We have a screen name.
Okay, were you, like, actually hiding that from me?
Not really.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's the OP team, because Overflowing Pensieves apparently was too long for AOL to manage.
Stupid AIM.
So, it's just the OP team, one word.
Isn't it, like, no spaces?
No spaces.
Okay.
No, yeah, no spaces. And we might be on, we might not be on.
We should be. We can link our screen names.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
but
I know we didn't get to all the meaty Harry Potter stuff, which is going to be what the show is about, but we didn't have any feedback, and we will get to the meaty Harry Potter stuff, trust me.
Yeah, so feedback, quirky comments, even flames about how just because we have a mic that doesn't give us, you know, a lot, what's that word?
Rights.
Rights, there we go, rights to do this.
We're not two kids with a mic. We are two highly dedicated
fanatics. Not fans, fanatics.
Fanatics. With our lovely technician, of course.
And at some points, we're better than adults because they say it in this deep, bright monotone. And they can't even pronounce Quidditch.
Or Hermione.
Oh, yeah, Hermione.
We had this adult who's talking Harry Potter to us and didn't know
how to pronounce. Yeah, at the Half-Blood Prince release.
At the Half-Blood Prince release and didn't know how to pronounce Hermione.
So,
and we thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, we actually took over and
we
started doing
over.
Questions. Yeah, it was quite,
trivia.
It was fun.
How did they pronounce Hermione?
Hermione.
Yeah, Hermione. That's how they did it.
Hermione.
Yeah, that's Ashley in the background.
Yeah, we love you, Ashley.
She's a really cool person that's going to edit this, and hopefully not too much. But
yes.
Would you like to say anything, Ashley?
Not really.
Okay, she doesn't want to say anything. She'll
she says hi.
Yeah, she says hi.
She's quiet.
Okay. Well, I guess that about wraps up our first show.
Beautiful, wonderful first show.
Yeah, and I really hope you guys like it. And if you don't, just tell us what to do. That'll make it better.
Yeah, we're all open for ideas here. I mean, you can tell us what you think seems childish or whatever. And Blair came up with this really, really quirky thing to say at the end of our podcast, and it's on our blog too.
Yeah. OP out.
I'm Trejo.
I'm Blair.
Thanks for listening to Overflowing Pensieves. Remember, this is your Harry Potter show.
That's a wrap. Wait. Your Harry Potter show? What was that?
It's your Harry. Shut up! I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, we'll come up with a better one.
Yeah, next time.
Oh, give us ideas, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're still listening to this,
closing statements.
Since we've officially ended, if you're still listening to us, you can send us ideas, and I'll read you the cover art.
Yeah,
cover
sounds
art.
Good.
Okay.
And we should come up with, like, somehow to get voicemails. So people can talk to us.
Like, physically talk.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
We're gonna have guest okay, you know what? This is not even part of the actual show, guys. We're just gonna save it all for next time, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, but we love you.
Yeah, we do. Well, that's a wrap. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Didn't you mention something really creepy happened?
Yeah, okay. So, I was, making the OP team screen name.
And, you know, the little security device where they have the wavy letters that you're supposed to decode and type in and everything works. Well, it was HBP 716.
Are you serious? That is really creepy. July 16th, Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah.
That's, like, super creepy.
Yeah. It's superstitious. It tells us that this show will work.
Oh, it totally does. One of those good omen things.
Yeah, good omen. Blair, it's good omen, not good omen. Whatever.